Thanks for joining us as we continue to make our way through Ecclesiastes. Today we want to talk about the subject of temperance. I want to read a passage and then make some comments. Ecclesiastes 2:10 reads this way, "And whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them." This is Solomon talking. "Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil. And this was my reward for all my toil." Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That quote comes from a 19th century English historian, Lord Acton, as he described the abuse of power among rulers. This quote certainly applies in the context of politics and government. Solomon had absolute power. He got whatever he wanted. And that power and the pursuit of desire turned his heart from God. Solomon needed a good old-fashioned dose of temperance. As we prepare for the midterm elections, again, I'm encouraging you to vote, but not telling you who to vote for. That's a prayerful decision between you and God. We're looking at seven qualities that you should be praying about. And here is virtue number four, temperance. Temperance. Temperance, I admit, is not the most attractive virtue, but it tells so much about a candidate. Dan Taylor and Mark McCloskey wrote, "Temperance is self-restraint, the ability to control, even say no to harmful drives, impulses, and passions. It's an expression of discipline and self-mastery that allows a leader to function under pressure, including external pressures from extremists and ideologues, to act rashly to accomplish immediate and simplistic goals." Scripture says a church leader must be temperate and self-controlled. 1 Timothy 3:2. We should expect nothing less from our national leaders. A great illustration of temperance was found in President Abraham Lincoln after the South was defeated during the Civil War. Some extremists wanted to wipe all the Southerners off the map. Lincoln refused such harsh actions, and in doing so, started a healing process for our nation. It is said that Harry Truman wrote many angry letters and memos. One letter even called for the destruction of every major Russian city. But Truman had the temperance never to send those letters. George Washington was another president who demonstrated temperance. He was able to walk away from power when people were begging him to stay in office and become not a president, but a king. Power does corrupt, and that is why we need men and women of temperance, self-control, and restraint to lead us. So, Father, first help me be a person of temperance. We all have desires that, left unchecked, will land us in unhealthy places. By your Spirit living in us, help us to be those who put to death the desires of the flesh and give us wisdom to choose leaders who demonstrate temperance, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.